CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 24th of September 2023. Here are the main news headlines: RSGB 2023 convention, RSGB board appointment, RSGB trophy manager. It's just 3 weeks until the RSGB 2023 convention, so grab a coffee and browse the great lineup of speakers for this year's event. The keynote and after-dinner speaker is Colonel John Doody, who has the unique experience of having held appointments in defence, the intelligence services and industry. John will discuss his radio communication experiences across the frequency spectrum, from very low frequency, high-frequency VHF and SHF, to satellite communications from 1965 to today. He'll also talk about how amateur radio skills can help people to make the most of many career opportunities within the RF spectrum. During the rest of the weekend, you'll have a wealth of topics and speakers to choose from, ranging from the expeditions and SOTA to 23 centimetre aircraft scatter, 30 terahertz cutting edge technology, and everything else in between. AMSAT UK is also holding its colloquium at the RSGB convention again. Find out more at rsgb.org/convention and book your place at this fantastic amateur radio event. The RSGB board is pleased to announce the appointments of Richard Horton, G4AOJ, as a co-opted director to assist in its duties until the RSGB 2024 AGM. After serving for 9 years at the RSGB trophy manager, the RSGB trophy manager is retiring and the society is looking for a new volunteer for this role. Although traditionally an individual role, the task of the trophy manager could also be carried out by a small team. Working in close relationship with three contest committees and the RSGB general manager, the trophy manager looks after RSGB trophies, arranges their engraving and presentation to recipients, and maintains the trophy's history. Currently, the trophies are stored in a commercial storage facility paid for by the RSGB, and this can be moved near to the location of the new trophy manager or team. If you're interested in applying for the role as an individual or a small team, please email gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk, or you can find out more about the role on the RSGB website under volunteers. For the whole month of October 2023, a new event known as UK Bunkers on the Air will be taking place. The event is now a standalone activity, and this year it's dedicated to the memory of the late Chris Darlington, M0DOL. It recognises his work to establish Bunkers on the Air within the former Castles and Stately Homes on the Air, or CASHOTA, team. This is a brand new activity with a fully revamped register of former Royal Observer Corps bunkers, with more than 1,500 potential references to activate or chase. Activities are planned for the HF and VHF bands. It's a good opportunity to get out and do some portable activity before winter closes in. Awards will be available for chasers, activators and shortwave listeners. Overseas amateurs and shortwave listeners will be very welcome to chase activators and apply for awards. For more details, search for Bunkers on the Air on Facebook, visit bunkersontheair.org or email bunkersontheair@gmail.com. Lots of operators are taking part in Railways on the Air weekend. Today the 24th is the last day of the event, so log the participating special event stations whilst you can. For more information and to see a list of stations taking part, visit rota.barrack.org.uk. This is the last call too for volunteers to apply to be the new Intruder Watch Coordinator when Richard Lamont, G4DYA, retires from the role in a few weeks. If you're interested in finding out more, email RSGB Spectrum Forum Chairman Murray Nieman, or Nyman, G6JYB, at spectrum.chairman@rsgb.org.uk, or look for the volunteer description on the RSGB website. Now, for details of rallies and events, the Hack Green Military Surplus and Military Radio Hangar Sale is taking place today, Sunday the 24th of September. The venue is Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW58AL. The sale includes electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio items and vehicle spares. For more information, visit hackgreen.co.uk or contact Cold War at hackgreen.co.uk. Any last-minute news will appear on facebook.com. The Bury St Edmunds Radio Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 24th of September. Venue is Ruffham Tower Museum, IP327QB. Doors are open from 8 a.m. for traders, 9:30 for the public. The entrance fee is £3. The event features trade stands, tabletop sales, bring and buy, local radio clubs, displays, an RSGB bookstall and Rainet. Refreshments are available from the museum's cafeteria. Please direct inquiries to Rally, figures 2023 at bsears.co.uk. Western Supermare Radio Society Radio and Electronics Rally is being held today, the 24th. The venue is the Campus Community Centre Wall Western Supermare, which is BS2470X. Doors open 10 a.m, entry £3 per person, under 16s free. Free parking and refreshments are available. For more information, email westernradiosociety@gmail.com or call 07871 034206. Biggleswade Swap Meet and Auction is taking place today, Sunday the 24th of September. Venue is the Weatherley Centre, Eagle Farm Road, Biggleswade, SG18 8JH. Doors open from 9:30, entry is £8. The auction starts at 12:30 p.m. Bring and buy, hot food and ample parking are available. More information, Jeremy G8MLK via Jezzer, that's J-Z-Z-E-R, figure 3, at hotmail.com. Now for special event news, special call sign OQ95RCL is in use throughout 2023 by Radio Club Leuven, ON4CP, in Belgium, celebrating its 95th anniversary. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, the Bureau, or direct to ON3AR. Victor India 10, Victor Kilo Foxtrot, Foxtrot, is the special call sign in use to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Programme in Australia. It will be used from Australian parks until the end of 2023. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or VK5PAS, direct or via the Bureau. DX News, Darren VK4MAP will be active as 3D2RAT from Rotuma, Ireland, OCO60, until the 29th of September. He operates SSB on 8040, 20, 15, 12 and 10 metre bands, QSL direct or home. Holger, ZL3IO, will be active as ZL7IO from Waitangi, Chatham Islands, OCO38, until the 29th of September. His QRV on the 160 to 10 metre bands using CW RITI SSB FT8 and FT4, QSL via Logbook of the World Club Logs OQRS or via DK7AO. Don M0CVZ will be active as 6 Yankee 5DH from Jamaica, NAO97, until the 30th of September. He'll operate SSB 40, 20, 17, 12 and 10 metre bands, QSL via Logbook and Logbook of the World. Contest new CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest started at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 23rd of September, ends at 23:59 UTC today the 24th, using RITI on the 82 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchange's signal report and CQ zone, the UK zone, is 14. Today the 24th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on 5.7 and 10 gigs frequency. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the 24th, the Practical Wireless 70 megs contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC, all modes on the 4 metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 26th, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 18:30 to 21:30 UTC. All modes 2.3 to 10 gigs frequency, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 27th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, CW on the 80 metre band, the exchange is your 6 character locator. On Thursday the 28th of September, the Autumn Series Data Contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using RTTY and PSK63 on the 80 metre band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. The UK and Ireland Contest Club DXSSB Contest runs from 1200 UTC on Saturday the 30th of September to 1200 UTC to on Sunday the 1st of October, using SSB on the 8 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Stations from the UK and Ireland also send the district code. The event replaces the original RSGB DX contest. It is listed on the RSGB contest calendar, and for entrance from the UK and the Crown Dependencies counts towards the HF Championship. The International DXSSB contest also has a teams section. Team members with a maximum of 3 can be from different DXCCs and can enter different sections. Rules in English and 8 other languages can be found under the DX contest menu at ukeicc.com. The Worked All Britain DX contest runs from 1200 UTC on Saturday the 30th of September to 1200 UTC on Sunday the 1st of October, using SSB on the 8 to 10 metre bands where it's permitted, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain Square. Now, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO, they write, last week's space weather was very disturbed from a geomagnetic point of view. The KP index hit 6.67 on the 19th of September, spawning reports of visible aurora from around the UK once again. This was the result of a coronal mass ejection passing Earth, which caused a period of strong G3 storming very early that morning. The ionosphere was badly affected, with MUFs over a 3,000-kilometre path down below 18 megs for most of the day. By Wednesday the 20th, things improved a bit and MUFs were back to 21 megahertz and sometimes even 24 by late morning. By Thursday the 21st, the KP index was down to 2.67. Meanwhile, we had numerous C and M-class solar flares to contend with, as well a total of 39 from the 18th to the 20th. So last week was not exactly a good time for HF. This week, commencing today the 24th, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the range of 135 to 145, although, if the last month is anything to go by, it could easily be higher. The KP index is forecast to be 2, apart from on the 28th and 29th when it could go up to 4. In reality, with so many sunspots, we could have a solar flare and associated coronal mass ejection at any time, so take these predictions with a pinch of salt. The good news is that we are now past the autumnal equinox, so the ionosphere is improving. Expect better worldwide HF conditions as we head towards October and November. Now VHF and up, the recent unsettled weather seems to have set a trend for us, they write, with a likely repeat process throughout the coming week. Although there may be a few drier interludes, the next low in the sequence will soon be arriving to keep the rather unsettled theme in play. This means that rain scatter is a good choice for operators during the period. There's usually some uncertainty in such a complex pattern, and recent model runs have been alternating between a return of high pressure during the next week, with a chance of tropo, and the continuation of lows with fronts bringing rain and showers. We are, however, in a keep-the-lows-coming mindset at the moment, so don't build your hopes of tropo too high. Such uncertainties in long lead-time forecasts are quite typical at this time of the year, when ex-hurricanes can get involved in the Atlantic flow pattern and disrupt the forecast very easily. The other modes to monitor are aurora, which has been seen recently from southern Britain, so definitely one to keep in mind, and meteor scatter, which can be productive. As we approach the busy season for meteors and several good showers between early October and December, however, the last week in September does not hold much promise. There are always random meteors to keep interest alive, but this week might be better used getting equipment ready for the next few months of activity. Having reached its lowest declination of the lunar month, the moon is now beginning to slowly climb back up. With the moon out of Sagittarius, sky noise will decrease and is at its lowest midweek. Path loss or degradation will be lowest on the 27th, with the moon at perigee, its closest point to Earth. The full moon is on the 29th. Altogether, it looks like a good week for EME operations, especially if you elevate your antenna or dish reflector. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me too. Until next week.